Barnacle.
Sea cod. Cod. Cod.
God. Oh, okay.
Kipsy cod.
Oh, is it Kip or Kip?
Kip.
Okay. Kip. Kipsy cod. Kipsy cod. There it is.
Kipsy cod.
Are there other kinds of barnacles, or is that the general
one? No,
just one kind.
Just
huh?
One kind.
Huh. Mm. Excuse me. The word for a bat. You know, kind of flies.
Oh, what does Roger call them?
Okay, I'll put that down.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, a lot of these I can probably get from Jack Lechester if I can. See him.
Well, Roger knows.
Oh, okay.
He knows.
Here's one you'll know. Basket.
Basket.
Yeah, I'll bet you can tell me a lot about baskets. Okay.
Basket is piku. Piku.
Okay. Tell me if the first one or the second one is right. Piku'u. Piku'u.
Piku'u.
Okay. There's only one k in there then, isn't there? Piku'u.
Mm-hmm.
Piku'u. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that any kind of a basket?
Any kind of... That's covered.
Covered basket.
They use other names for handbags and those big baskets that they take to the parties.
What's a handbag called?
Tatsasyak.
Tatsasyak.
Hitatsasyak.
Hitatsasyak.
Mm-hmm.
Hitatsasyak. That's a handbag.
Hitatsasyak.
Hitatsasyak. Okay. And the big wabbit basket?
Yeah, they call it the wabbit basket, but I don't know. I don't know
if
they made it in the olden days or if that's new.
Hmm.
I couldn't say. But they call it a wabbit basket now.
Hmm.
The wabbit means leftovers from the table that you take and put in your basket.
Huh. Let's see. Would a tiny basket like that have a different name than a big basket?
No, you just say small and large.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Would a square basket have a different name from a round basket, for example?
Mm-hmm. The kuo is the round basket, generally speaking. And they never made the small square baskets that I know of. Unless it was not too high, depending on the order, of course, then they made them this big. And the square. Things that I've never made, I'm not too familiar with.
Have you ever heard a word that sounds something like bohuye? Bohuye?
Bohuye.
Buhui.
Yeah, that's a burden basket.
Buhui.
Buhui. That's what they carried stuff in, wood.
That was a great big one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buhui. You'll probably think of some of these names when you see them over there at the
mm-hmm.
lab. Beach.
Beach, he dodges.
He dodges. What would something like sisabits mean?
Sisabat. That's the sand.
Oh, that's the sand. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sisabits.
Sisabat.
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 Trouble with my cold here.
I'm going to turn the seat on. It's getting chilly.
Okay. Okay, yeah, he had isabits for a beach. So I'm glad that we got that one straightened out.
It's about the sand.
Yeah, and Hidatsis.
Hidatsis
is
beach.
Beads. First of all, one bead.
Well, the Indian beads are the only ones that they had. They called Akwapich. That's, you know, those very dark blue beads that's cut a little bit like cut glass.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're part of the time they were called money beads because they would trade with them. But the correct name for that is Akwapich.
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 Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. My throat doesn't work.
Akwapich.
Akwapich. Akwapich. There we are.
Akwapich.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would there be names for other kinds of beads, like shell beads that we wouldn't have been trade beads? Do you think?
Well, then you had what they called. Chittiduk, are those shell beads that are about this tall and they're very small?
Oh, the very thin ones, those dentalium shells.
Yeah.
What was it again?
Chittiduk.
Chittiduk.
How do you say that in English?
Dentalium.
Dentalium.
That's the name of the shell anyway. I don't know what the beads, I guess they would be called dentalium shell beads.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, dental, they look like a long,
uh-huh.
sharp tooth.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they named them that.
Oh. I never did know the English name for them. I just knew the Indian name for it.
Yeah, those are sure pretty, aren't they?
Oh,
yeah, I like
beautiful.
Those. Yeah, I like those.
They had to die for them.
Have you ever heard a word that's, well, this is probably really, really wrong, Kluparchit. Kluparchit.
Kluparchit?
That might be it. For bead?
Oh.
No, okay.
Kluparchit is root.
Root. Might as well get that as long as I'm at it. What is it?
Kluparchit. Kluparchit.
Kluparch.
Mm-hmm. Kluparch. That's root.
Huh. Couldn't be a bead then. Okay. Berries in general. The regular name for berries.
Oh, let me see.
Hotsaktu.
Hotsaktu.
There we are.
That's anything in the way of fruit. It could be pears, it could be peaches, it could be berries. Kutsaktu is anything in the way of fruit.
Kutsaktu.
Kutsaktu.
Okay, I thought that would be Kutsaktu. Oh, that's just generally fruit, huh? Could be crab apples too, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got the word for together berries the other day.
Uh-huh.
What about, do you have a special name for green berries or ripe berries? Or?
Cha'osh is green before they're ripe. Cha'osh. It's the same as food that's not cooked thoroughly.
Oh, raw.
Mm-hmm.
Not done, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say when it was ripe?
Sikio. Sikathash, they say, for berries must be ripe. Sikathash.
Sik. Sik.
Sikathash.
I'm probably having a hard time with that one. Sikathash.
Chash.
Chash. Okay, now I can say it. Sik-a-chash.
That means... That also means food that's cooked.
Okay.
They have the same thing for food that's cooked and berries that are ripe. And
Sik-a-chash. Chash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's nice. That's handy. It saves me asking about the food. Do you have a regular word for birds?
Birds huktup.
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 Okay. I won't get into the specific kinds of birds today, because we've got better with a picture book, I think, with the different birds, so that I can remember all the kinds. Let's get some colors while we're at it. Do you remember colors?
I'll try.
Okay.
I don't know how good I am at it.
Yeah.
Red is k'chuk. K'chuk.
The hook.
The hook.
The hook. Okay.
White is the sook.
The sook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And salmon pink is chawit's game. That's a dark.
Okay, let me
dark.
Try that. Chawit's K.
Mm-hmm. Salmon pink.
Could I hear you say that once more?
Chawit's K.
Okay. How about red would probably be more like a vermilion or something
uh-huh.
like that. Brownish
mm-hmm.
red. What about brown? Color of the earth.
Oh, brown. I wonder. I think they refer to that as I wouldn't know for sure, but I would say they say tupkutsatkak, dark. That's the closest I could come to brown. Tupkutsatkak. That means something dark, darkish in color, because tupkuk is black.
Okay, let me try that. Tukuts Atkak.
Tukuts Atkak.
Once more.
Tukuts Atkak.
Okay. Would that go for black too? Black is its own color, huh?
Tukuk.
The green, like leaves.
Green. We had a big argument over yellow. I tell you, it was something at the hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out to Harold's first.
Oh, you tell me how to say green first.
Green? Obaka.
Obaka.
Yeah.
Now say yellow. I thought that was yellow. No, Nora said something else for yellow.
Yeah.
Not obaka.
No, that's a green.
You don't know yellow?
No.
Oh, you're just not taking time.
So we're going out to Harold's.
Okay.
He just wants to go out to Harold's.
He's stuck on his
rafters. Yeah, he house. Well, that's okay.
The family is so happy because they know they'll get to smoke their fish there.
That's right. They got to catch it first, though.
Yeah.
So that word for green was quabakak.
That's what he said.
Could you say it?
Quabakak.
Quabakak.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And you can't remember the one for yellow. Let's see now, we gotta get it.
Well, I think I do, but I better not say it because it's easily turned into a naughty word if it's not said properly.
What about blue?
Blue.
Sky blue, let's see.
I don't know.
Might have a word for light.
Yeah. They for light colors they say wispokach. Wispokach. That's not dark, it's light color.
Wispokach.
Mm-hmm. Wispokach. Kak.
Kak. Oh. I thought I heard that the first time and then I went back and changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So black was Tukuk.
Tukuk.
No, that isn't that way. Okay. Tukuk.
Tukuk.
Tukuk. Okay. Well, that's as many colors as I can think of right off the end. But we'll have to get back to that when I get some colors to think about. Blanket.
Blanket. Hitid.
Hitid.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has here that there are different words for blue blanket, red blanket, white blanket, and green blanket.
Oh, the white blanket would be kisuk for the white blanket.
Okay, let me get that down here. Kisuk.
Kisuk.
Isuk.
Mm-hmm.
Would a blue blanket be atlat?
Hmm?
Atlat?
Atlat? That means the thickness of it.
Means the thickness of the blanket?
Mm-hmm. Up ash is, it's thick.
That means that the blanket is thick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh. He probably called out a blue blanket,
mm-hmm.
and he said that loud, meaning
mm-hmm.
thick blanket, and he thought
mm-hmm.
it meant blue blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. Was there a word for a thin blanket?
What's it? That's a thin blanket, like a sheet blanket, or those thin blankets.
What's it? Let's see which one he thought that was. No, he didn't have that one. Klahar, Klahat, Klahat. Let's see what that is here. I can't pronounce his words at all.
No.
Oh, I know a color that we forgot. Blue. Oh, that's right. I asked you about it, but you didn't know it.
No.
He has Quish Quishaquat. Something like that.
I never heard that.
Okay, the word for blood.
Blood?
Yes.
Tlatlaqbis. Tlatlaqbis.
Tlatlawakabis. Okay, a board.
So us.
So us.
So us.
So us. What about a... Are there different words for rafters and beams and things like that?
Yes, but I don't know how far I can get. The beams are this, aren't they?
Yes, the big ones up on the
dituk,
top.
Dituk, that's called dituk.
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 Uh-huh.
I don't know what the rafters are called.
What about the upright poles in the center?
You'd have to get that from Roger. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably more of a man's
mm.
type of thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here he has a whole list of body parts. Which I think I'll skip for now. We got a lot of the arm and stuff like that last time. We'll
mm-hmm.
do that. We'll do that especially one time. We have to ask a man about a lot of those, I think.
Mm-hmm.
To boil.
To boil?
Mm-hmm.
When something is boiling, you say kakala bitkal. Hmm.
Kakalabitkal.
Kakalabitkal.
Oh, okay. I missed it on every one of those. Kakalabitkal.
Mm-hmm. That's when something is boiling.
That means it is boiling.
Mm-hmm.
What about just the plain old word for boil? Like if you're gonna boil potatoes or something like that. You just say kakalabitkal about it.
To cook potatoes
uh-huh.
or bisakeda.
Oh, that's different.
Kawatstak. That's called kawatstak.
But to cook potatoes?
Mm-hmm. Kawatstak. Cooking potatoes.
Kawatstak.
Tak.
There's something I'm missing in there. Kowetzuck.
Kowetzuck. Not Kowetzuck. Kowetzuck. Kowetzuck.
Okay. Kowetzuck.
Zuck.
Zuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's to cook them, like boiling them.
Boiling. Cooking potatoes.
What other kinds of cooking are there? Of course, you didn't have frying in the old days.
No.
Sukedak.
Sukedak is cooking.
Just to cook anything.
Yeah,
just
anything.
To cook something. Yeah.
Kamil.
Yeah. What about when you bake something in the sand? Or
Tukwis, that's called. If you bake potatoes in the sand or bake bread in the sand.
Tukwis.
Tukwis.
Tukwis. How about cooking salmon next to the fire, one of those steaks?
Well, that's called, there's two names for that. Ta'apis.
Uh-huh.
And Ta'apis.
Huh.
We're the same thing.
Yeah, those are both real similar, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Klaba piece, tla'a piece.
Mm-hmm. Klaba piece.
Klaba piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is just tla'a piece.
Tla'a piece.
Oh, okay. Did they have any other ways of cooking salmon in the old days?
Well, just boiling and...
Sichu.
Mm-hmm. They boiled it with potatoes, and that's called sichu.
Oh, that's the chowder.
Mm-hmm. Salmon chowder.
Mm-hmm.
And ling cod. I've never cooked like that. I just don't care for cod mixed with potatoes.
I don't think I would either.
No, cod has such a sharp taste. Like Albert.
Yeah.
You just about have to broil it or fry it. It's delicious fried.
Of course, in the old days they dried it all, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
So that they probably didn't cook halibut and cod.
They boiled it.
Oh, they boiled that then, too. And so that would be, how would you say they did that? Kawitzak, you think?
That's boiled potatoes.
That's only for potatoes,
mm-hmm.
Then.
Well, sukedak covers cooking a meal.
Oh, that's probably what it was, then.
Mm-hmm.
Sukedak. Yeah, well, I think we better stop there. I think that you got to get...
I just have to turn that down now.
I don't want to keep you from your...
I just have to fix lunch, that's all.
Okay, will you tell me when to leave?
Okay, we can work a few minutes longer. I have to start cooking at 11:30.
Okay, so we have just a few minutes in the little watch with yours. Okay, we got the word for bone the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Got some words for bow and things like that. We got the word for boy once. What about, we'll get some sizes of things. Wide.
Wide? Chokotish is wide width. Chokotish.
Chokotish. Tish. Tish.
Tish.
Okay. Tish. Narrow. The opposite.
You cheat us.
You cheat it.
Mm-hmm.
Tall. For not for people, for say a tree is tall.
Oh. Well, they don't say tall, they say ew, that means big.
Oh, big.
Mm-hmm. Big tree. Ew. That means it's a big tree.
That's a hard one.
That means it's a big tree.
Mm-hmm. Is that only for trees? If that means it's a big tree, or would that be a tall building would be the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Building or a boy that's big for his age.
Oh.
It's used for anything that's...
That's big?
That's big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about something that's small?
Quaout. Quaout.
Quaout. I missed something on the end.
Quaowich.
Oh, I didn't miss anything on the end. Quaowich.
Mm-hmm.
That means short, in other words.
Small.
What about a tall person? Is that and a short person is a small person is the same thing.
Quaowich.
Okay. Let's see.
Quaowich is mostly used for children. Quaout. And if you're speaking about a man that's small, you'd say quaak. Quaow. For a small man.
Quaow.
Or small woman.
Small adult, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What about, thick and thin, like a book can be thick or thin.
Oh, thick would be ut.
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 Ut. Ut.
Ut.
Ut.
That's thick.
I gotta figure out how to write that.
Ut.
Ut. And the thin would be then.
What kid?
What kid?
What kid?